Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The home you're looking at right now, I mean, I have my own memories here. And I...
That's my colleague and one of my very good friends, Amanda Starantino. She's on live television. She's in tears. You really don't see this every day.
I see this driveway and I...
And I had never seen this before. Not until today.
I don't know how to put it into words of just how hard it is to look at this. We actually had to walk away for a bit because it just... It's hard. I see this driveway and I just see us laughing and giggling and telling stories to our friend's mom about the adventurous weekend we had.
We were on our way to Stagecoach when you came here.
In this home too, and I know that's what a lot of people are thinking when they see all these homes across Southern California this morning that look a lot like this.
That's the house.
So I'm just praying for these families and God bless Southern California right now because this is just... absolutely devastating.
This is episode 2, The Morning After. What happens when the adrenaline fades and the grief arrives? So the morning after the fire, I woke up to silence. Well, I had barely slept. I was next to my grandma at a very close friend's parents' house. So I finished working around 2 in the morning, and there was just this weight of waiting. I think it was around 4 a.m. my phone rang. We had been texting all night. It was Amanda Starantino. She's a reporter on CBS LA, and she had to tell me the words that nobody wants to hear. She didn't have to say much. She just called me and she said, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry." And I could hear it in her voice.
Amanda, we appreciate you sharing your story. And we know earlier when you had walked by, you had mentioned that you had a friend that lived there. And now you just mentioned you had to make that really difficult phone call. And
so that's what
you
just described.
So this was after you had called me.
Like you mentioned, so many people are going to be waking up to see their homes destroyed.
And I went into more details, but
I barely would have recognized the house, though, if I saw that on air.
I think when you saw the fountain, though, that's what would have done it. That was probably the hardest live shot I've ever had to do.
I thought that was so brave of you, though, because I'm so grateful to have heard it from you. The worst conversation we've ever had, but I was so grateful to hear it from you. And then I remember waiting, like, the longest 3 hours of my life for my mom and my brother to wake up, because we were sleeping at a friend's place. And then I had to tell my mom, and then she didn't believe it. I wasn't believing it, but I believed it because of your voice. She, like, fell to the floor, was screaming, crying. And, I mean, you said it perfectly. So many people just had no idea. No idea what was going to happen.
And I don't think... I was seeing house after house just being obliterated, just being lost completely. And it wasn't until I was standing in your driveway... And it all was coming back to me of us standing there and knowing how much this house meant to you and your family and the legacy of this house and what it meant to your dad. And knowing all those things, that it just flooded me. And that's why I was just, it was a moment where you stopped being a reporter and you became a friend. And it was just, what do you do in this moment? And I think that's what really changed my whole outlook of all the fire coverage was understanding that and just what people were losing in that moment. Because you kept hearing over and over again, and I'm sure you did, well, thankfully it's just property, it's just stuff, but it isn't.
It isn't at all.
No. It's lives, it's memories, it's love, it's sadness. There's so much packed into it. That
the
was
first
just
time
being
you came
gone.
Here, I was like, I want to show you my backyard. My dad made this his thing. My parents had parties here. You could feel his energy here. So so I know you knew all of that. His barbecue was like...
Yeah, where did that thing go that didn't burn down, though? That weird statue.
We had a statue in the corner.
The ugly statue that didn't burn.
It's guarding our house. It's going to be here when we rebuild, but it's at a friend's house right now.
Gotcha. So. But that was one of those moments that I think was not only... career changing but life changing to really put into perspective of how intense this was. And I'm sorry I had to make that call to you, because that it was terrible.
That was the worst. How'd you make that choice to call me and tell me?
I felt like there wasn't another option, because I couldn't, maybe it was selfish, but I knew I couldn't live with it, knowing that I saw that and you finding out later.
I didn't learn from a headline. I didn't learn from a push alert. It was coming from someone who loved me. We've talked about this day before, but we've never really sat in it like this until now.
I knew you'd want to be mentally prepared.
Yeah.
And then you could also be the one to tell your mom. Your mom didn't have to find out from a phone call from a neighbor or something like that. So those were all thoughts I was having as fast as possible. And even my photographer was like, make sure that's our house, like, before you do this, which I knew. There was a lot of thought put into that. And it was just, I had to, like, put myself together before I called you, because I didn't want to call you bawling. But then as soon as you got on the phone and I heard your voice, it just, you know, it just broke
down. I just remember you saying, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I'm like, wait, what? What is, like, the garage gone? You know...
I don't think anyone grasped how bad it was, though, because you couldn't see at night. You just saw flames.
Yeah.
And to think, like, multiple houses were gone within hours, it was just something that you couldn't... I didn't know how to put it into words that everything was gone.
And watching it now, I could see it on her face. She's holding it together, because that's what we're trained to do. But grief doesn't disappear just because you go on air.
Everybody talked about this, like, how much it changed things for reporters. But you and I have traveled everywhere for work and covered fires and floods and mudslides and disasters. And I know you have so much empathy when you talk to people, when you tell stories. And people ask me this from, like, a reporter perspective. But how much did it change for you to see it happen here? And, like, I mean, you're family. So, I mean, seeing family, like, lose something, how much did that change for you?
You think you're empathetic and understanding until it hits home. And this not only hit home as it being home. When we saw this happen in Southern California, even though it's not the town I grew up in, it's still home. So that changes things. And then when it was something where I knew one of my closest friends' families' lives were going to be changed forever, it changed your wiring on everything. So then when it went to the next house, I just broke down crying when I saw them, because I just thought of you guys. And I just felt like in the back of my mind, the conversation we had, hearing your reaction when you heard it from me, because I heard you break. I heard the sadness and I heard the weight hit you. And that stuck with me with every single person that I saw through every single fire, because that morning was probably the hardest morning of my career. It started with that phone call, and then once the sun came up, people started driving out here, because that's when they weren't blocking people yet. And it was watching people. I watched you know, Dale Short come, and then the next family, and the next, just showing up and seeing their houses for the first time and breaking down and feeling that weight too that I heard from you already that morning. So it just, it had different emotions to it, and you know, your heart's just in it. And you stop being a reporter, you start being a neighbor, a friend, to complete strangers.
Yeah.
And I found that most people just needed a hug and needed to cry in those moments. And that's really different from what reporters are used to doing.
Yeah.
But I think there was a lot of hugs and cries with strangers that morning that I don't think I've ever done in my career. And I wish I was able to give you a hug in that moment, because it sucked that it was over a phone call.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Standing here with Amanda now, a year later, we're talking through that morning together for the first time. Not as reporters, just as friends. This is also the first time I'm seeing the video from her on air that day in my neighborhood. We talked about how strange it was that that was her assignment that day. She assumed she'd go back to the Palisades fire, but by some chance, she was sent to the Eaton fire for her assignment. That fire impacted mostly Altadena and parts of Pasadena, where my home is. And watching it back with her standing next to me, it hit me differently. I've spent so much time thinking about how hard it was for me to hear those words. I never really stopped to think about how hard it must have been for her to say them, to pull up, recognize the house, to know what was gone, and still make that call. And standing here now, I just feel really grateful. Grateful that it was her, grateful that she made that choice and made it out of love.
I don't know if I've thanked you enough for that.
You don't, like, there's no thank yous for that.
No, but I've said it 1,000 times. I've told everybody, like, I know that's the hardest phone call she's had to make, and I'm so grateful to have heard it from you. And then what followed after was me being depressed, me trying to figure out what to do with my mom, my brother, my life. And I don't know if I've thanked you enough for this either, but like the one thing I didn't want to think about is, where do I go grocery shopping? What do I do? And then you sent me like meal packs and just
your Italian friend.
My Italian bestie making sure that I eat. So I don't know if I've thanked you enough for that, but that's one of the most beautiful things that I witnessed out of all this, was just seeing how much people help one another. And we capture that, right? When we're covering it, we capture all that.
We see all of it.
To like feel it and be part of it.
Yeah. The way people step up in times of sadness is really incredible to see. And when it's out of your community, it really touches you in such a special way. And then you probably felt it in a completely different way too. Yeah.
I have such a hard time receiving, and it's one of the things I wanted to work on this year. And unfortunately, I was like forced to receive. But yeah. Packages, the how are you doing texts, the got flowers, got, you know, Everyone helped in every way possible.
Because I think it's something that people never think will happen, and we saw it happen. Yeah. And I think almost everyone knows someone where this happened. And
yeah,
this is just not what you ever think could happen. I truly believe, though, that the placement of me that morning, of you, where you were at, because we were both covering Palisades the night before, and usually...
The morning of, oh yeah, well, the night before for you.
Yeah. Usually we'd be sent to the same spot, so for me to be detoured and...
To wake up and be asked to go to Pasadena.
It was different. I thought I would be going to Palisades. And then the fact that I got sent to this neighborhood and to be there in that moment, I really think it was very intentional, maybe by someone higher above.
It was God-sent.
Yeah, to make sure that it was the two of us that experienced that together, especially with our history and everything. Because, I don't know, there's some weird intervention happened there.
It did. Mm-hmm. I think that's the most beautiful way to put it.
I think it was meant to be that way, which
sucks,
but at the same time, I think it was... supposed to be.
Yeah. It was a little glimmer. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. I love you.
I love you too. Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I wish this didn't happen. Don't know if I thanked you enough.
She helped me discover something a year later, though. I don't like talking about the fire, about that night, anything related to it, unless I'm working.
How do you feel seeing that? Because I don't think
I've seen it once. That neighbor was driving up and showed it to me, and I can't look at it. I can't look at it.
I think it's a video.
It's hard. Yeah, it's hard to actually see it burning down.
So we were walking around the property. And in this moment, this is when it hit me. I thought I was desensitized to it because it's been a year. I wasn't. And I just learned how to survive by working through it. And this podcast, this is me choosing to keep processing the pain instead of letting it control me. And I'm really hoping that it helps somebody else feel less alone.
I don't think you...
I never saw them.
Like when we're on the phone together, I don't think you understood how gone it was at that point.
No, I said, can you go in and grab something? I was processing everything in like real time.
Amanda and I are walking the property together, and it looks so different now. The ash is gone, the rubble's cleared, and I'm pointing to nothing.
So this was my kitchen.
Calling it by the rooms so they crazy. All used to be.
It looks a lot bigger now without all the rubble.
Yeah. For real though, this was the kitchen. This was.
I really like what you guys have done to the place.
I freaking love you. Right? A year later, look, we're still here.
I really like it.
We're still here a year later.
Yeah. Imagine how beautiful it's gonna be though.
For me too.
I've never cried like that in a live shot.
You were like. I don't think you see that a lot.
Mm-mm.
Reporters kind
of I think that's when I learned that it's okay to show emotion too, because the amount of people that reached out to me after that live shot, I was in shock. You saw a lot of humanity in all of that.
And then I think 2 days later I was like, I'm ready to talk on air, let's do this. And then strangely, this has been the only way I've healed through it.
Why do you think so?
I don't talk about it outside of off camera.
Mm-mm.
Or off radio. Or I go to parties, and if somebody's at parties or, you know, anything, and people are talking, I walk away.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's emotional.
Yeah.
I mean, you lost so much with this.
I don't want to hear about it.
Nope.
My brother talks about it sometimes, and I, like, okay, I'm done. I'm done listening. And I think it's because, like, what we're doing right now is so, it's contained. Mm-hmm. It's in a container. So, like, I talk about it to a therapist. And I talk about it in this container, and then we don't talk about it outside of the container. So it's the strangest thing as a news reporter, because, like, I just talk about it when I'm
working. Well, it has a protective layer on it.
It does. Yeah. How weird is that? I just discovered
that. Well, it's because you're in control of the conversation.
Yeah. That's what that is.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that is.
I think what's crazy is we've talked about for a decade now doing some work. Sort of story together. Who would have thought it would have been the story that changed your life?
Yeah.
After that morning, the calls didn't stop, the cameras came, the story spread, and I just wasn't covering it anymore. I had become it. In my next episode on Rising from the Ashes, when it's just family and the reality finally settles in. Rising from the Ashes is produced by KNX News and Odyssey Podcasts. It is written and narrated by Natalie Tavidian. Special thanks to Lloyd Lockridge, Zach Clark, Jonathan Service, Sam Benson-Smith, Daniela DeRobio, Solana Espino, Jerry Reynoso, and the entire KNX News team. For more content from KNX News, go to knxnews.com and follow KNX News on Instagram and TikTok.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.